On March 11th, the World Health Organization made a major announcement about the coronavirus.
We have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
That same day, two people in Washington, D.C. made a major discovery, each other. 38-year-old Christopher Lee, who's a government analyst, had his profile on a dating app. He wanted somebody he could explore the world with and take to great taco spots in D.C. He found one.
Jennifer Cole, 35 years old, looking for someone to go on adventures with and that likes to eat good food and maybe someone I could practice my German with.
Jennifer's with the Foreign Service. She and Christopher planned to meet up for tacos, but the pandemic changed things. She packed her bags, grabbed her cat, and left D.C. to wait things out with her mom in Wisconsin. But she and her new match, Christopher, stayed in touch.
I was gone for 7 weeks in Wisconsin, and we probably about a week in started FaceTiming every night.
Yeah.
What did you guys talk about?
Just getting to know each other. It was so natural and easy to talk to each other.
Sometimes, like in normal like dating life in the city, it's like hustle and bustle, and you might not be able to actually hone in on these certain points.
And at what point, Jennifer, do you decide that I haven't known this guy very long, but I'm going to move in with him?
So he was really petitioning hard for me to move in with him before we even met in person. Don't roll your eyes. You did.
And Chris, do you have a large apartment?
It's a one bedroom, one bath in D.C., so it's not very large at all.
It's not large.
So in July, you officially moved in together. In August, you got engaged.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the old adage, you're supposed to spend like every season with somebody before you tie the knot?
No, I actually haven't.
I have not heard that.
Maybe that's just as well. What possessed you though?
Well, I feel like during COVID, like we were around each other like 24/7 and like all day long.
It really accelerated how fast we could get to know each other.
It's like 5 months versus what do you think it would have been otherwise without the pandemic?
Well, you say 5 months, but it was 5 months like all day long, every day. And like without the pandemic, maybe we just saw each other like twice
a couple times a week. I think we also met each other at just the right time and place in each of our lives. Like we were serious from the beginning.
So you are actually getting married tomorrow. I think you should go off and start getting nervous.
Right.
But what's the wedding going to be like? Is it going to be socially distanced?
Oh, of course. Chris's condo actually has a beautiful rooftop, which with views of DC and all the like greenery on the area. So that's where we're doing everything.
So the roof usually fits like 100 people. We're only going to have about 25, and we're going to have signs printed out like all over the place.
Sanitizing stations.
It's hard to say that this is the wedding you always imagined if you have to have signs around reminding people to keep their distance. But how do you feel about getting married during the pandemic, like a whole pandemic relationship?
To be honest, I have had moments of guilt. There's so many people hurting in the world right now and dying and grieving. But the reaction of most of our families and friends have been, you know, thank God that there's something beautiful and loving happening in the world.
Really nice to speak to you. And thanks for giving your friends and family and us something good amid the pandemic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. We're really happy to have the opportunity to share our story.
Jennifer Cole and Christopher Lee tie the knot tomorrow in Washington, D.C.